Daily news and analysis. We keep you informed and inspired.
This is World Today.
Chinese ambassador to the U.S. Xie Feng calls for stabilizing bilateral ties. Honduran President Xiomara Castro is set to make her first visit to China. China is to hold first nationwide village basketball tournament. Welcome to World Today, a news program with a different perspective. I'm Liu Kun in Beijing. To listen to this episode again or to catch up on previous episodes, download our podcast by searching World Today. Chinese ambassador to the United States Xie Feng says stabilizing bilateral relations is compatible with upholding national interests. Addressing a welcome ceremony that the U.S.-China Business Council held for him, Xie Feng stressed the benefits of the two countries working together instead of against each other.
Over 50 years ago, Chinese and American leaders put to an end the 22-year mutual estrangement in a spirit of finding common interests between countries with different social systems. They brought about good results for our two countries, as well as the world. Today's China-U.S. relationship bears on not only the well-being of the 1.7 billion Chinese and American people, but also the world's future. By forestalling conflict and confrontation and upholding a stable China-U.S. relationship, one is promoting the common interests for both countries and contributing to world peace and prosperity.
Xie Feng arrived in the United States last month. He pledged to work with American people to promote exchanges between the two countries. Now for more, we're joined by Dr. Wang Huiyao. He is president of the Center for China and Globalization, a think tank based in Beijing. Thank you, Dr. Wang, for talking to us.
Thank you.
Now, first up, Doctor, the speech at the U.S.-China Business Council welcoming dinner is more like Ambassador Xie Feng's first formal speech, you know, apart from the one that he made at the New York airport. So upon reading the speech and watching it, how do you feel about the tone he has set for his tenure?
Well, I think Ambassador Xie has made a very clear statement there that stabilize the China-U.S. relation is crucial. And it's important, not only about 1.7 billion of the U.S.-China population, but also I think the whole world, because this is the most important bilateral relation. So I think Ambassador Xie emphasized that there's no need to really to decouple or de-risk to some extent. And actually, the two countries has a vital interest to work together for the sake of not only for the both countries, but for the world peace and prosperity. So that is very, very important and should be really thinking of the global picture in mind and also being the two largest economy. He really indicated that there's a moral responsibility for both countries to look forward and to really stabilize. I think the key word is stabilize.
Mm.
You know, we've seen the free falling and deteriorating for quite some time, though. So it's very important to stabilize that.
Mm. Well, that certainly is a hope. Like you said, and like Ambassador Xie Feng said, recently the U.S. side has expressed its intention, its non-intention, actually, to decouple with China. But some people in America are using another word, which is de-risking. What does it really mean?
Well, I think, you know, it's probably a better word sound that not too obvious, but so it's still ambiguous. I think that de-risk can mean many meanings, and it could be the risk of, Russian-Ukraine and, a crisis going on. It could mean diversification. It could mean, so it's not very very obvious and clarified. So I think that, to my mind, actually, the economic intertwine and economic integration and the economic prosperity that we've been enjoying in the last seven decades since the Second World War is also a security issue. You know, we need to really safeguard the prosperity and stability of the world at large, rather than we try to de-risk, decouple from each other, and then really the world is divided. And that is really the biggest risk I'm seeing, you know, that the risk to become a risk itself. So that's really doesn't make a lot of sense.
Well, Ambassador Xie Feng said in his speech that, you know, to some people in China, de-risk, it does not, you know, deviate from decouple. The two actually mean the same thing. It's just a different word. What do you think?
I think he's right. I think that because it sends a negative message anyway. And as I said, you know, we're working together, we stay together, that you know, maintain the multilateral order and maintain the free trade environment is probably the most important security of our time, rather than we decouple from that and we de-risk from that, because that is really the biggest risk if we divided, if we really fighting against each other or campaigning or become different blocks of economy. That's probably it's the biggest risk of our time, that we're going to see the whole world economy is facing huge risk. So in that sense, I think the risk is not really clarified. It's probably sounds a little better than what decouple, but I don't think it substantially it has changed anything. You know, really, I think we need to change that mentality and work together. Let's get really the win-win, as President Xi said. We need to really support each other and help each other, and then benefit the whole world.
Well, Ambassador Xie Feng said upholding one's own national interest is compatible with stabilizing ties, which is quite a mature attitude. Dr. Wang, in your opinion, what do Americans think their national interest is regarding China at this stage? Is it still, you know, the traditional trade and economic ties and also cultural and people-to-people exchanges, or is it more about, you know, maintaining America's primacy and, you know, holding China down?
That's true. I think exactly, you know, that, you know, America has been designing and helping implement this multilateral global order, and has been really a big promoter of globalization. It's really sad to see that Americans now is withdrawing from that and trying to build high walls and also fences on those things to really block other countries. I think that mentality really is hurting the global economy and prosperity. As we said, we're living in a modern era which is already very prosperous and very much intertwined every country together. Now we're totally different than 70, 80 years ago. So it's really, and also we are living in a nuclear age. And it's not foreseeable to have a nuclear conflict. So we have to work together. We're facing pandemic and the climate change and all those common threats. So it's not really making sense. So national interest should be really, you know, everybody should address its own challenges, you know, solve its domestic problems rather than blaming each other or have a scapegoating for its own problem. So I think that is really, we need to really develop our own economy. I mean, I just see the World Bank has increased the China's forecast to 5.5%. Yeah,
6%.
And then almost 6%, and the U.S. is still 1%. So let's really work on the economy, and that is really the most important national interest for each country.
Well, talking about the economy, Xie Feng said China's economic growth as well as policy consistency provide the world with valuable stability and much needed certainty. So, Dr. Wang, how do you think American business community are trying to take care of their China market at the moment? Do they still hold the same position, let's say, compared to 5 or 10 years ago?
Well, I think there's certainly some adjustment, but the logic is still there, you know, because this is the biggest market. We have a 500 million middle class, and then it's the most competitive market, and then you harness the best technology in this the vast application scene in the Chinese market, apply all the new technology. So the recent, you know, Goldman Sachs and, you know, big meeting Elon Musk and a parade of businessmen coming to China is a good indication that you know, business people are pragmatic. They look for the long-term interest. And also, this economic interest, commercial interest, is also a national security. It's for all countries to have, you know, continue to maintain this kind of close cooperation. So even artificially, people want to separate that, but I think it's difficult because the commercial logic and business logic is there for hundreds of years. I think, you know, common sense will prevail, and I think the business will continue doing the business in China.
Well, in the speech, Xie Feng also said we need to find those who support U.S.-China relations and help them speak out because, you know, these people in the past few years have remained somewhat silent. So, Dr. Wang, help us understand the background for these people to remain silent. And what do you think American policymakers, government officials should do to encourage these people to speak out, you know, for the benefit of the improvement of bilateral relations?
Yes, absolutely. I think those are really important. I think, you know, the COVID for 3 years of isolation and separation doesn't help. But now the thing has completely changed. You know, it's reviving. We need to have more flights, more student exchanges, more tourism. I think the experts and all those China watchers and should really increase their visiting of each other and exchanges, track to dialogue, think tank exchanges. So all those things are really helping. And we need to really invite a lot of foreigners, Americans particularly, to come to China and see the believing. You know, China is still vibrant and very, vibrant. And this is a huge market. And that's really attractive still to them. So I think, you know, that thing probably will gradually improve. And we need to welcome more U.S. students coming to China. That's also important. And, of course, we need to have a high-level visit of each other and to continue the dialogue. And to promote understanding. So those things are all important. We already see a lot of European leaders coming. We see an improvement of the relation and standing. We should do the same with Americans. And we should, you know, continue our high-level dialogues and our you know, further promoting the bilateral relations.
Well, Dr. Wang, you know, anti-China rhetoric has become somewhat a bipartisan, you know, rhetoric in Washington over the past few years, especially you know, the toxic times of Donald Trump. Do you think the Biden government is doing enough, you know, to really get things straight and really encourage these people to encourage people who want to improve the relations to speak out?
I think, you know, Biden administration probably is trying, but I think the team should catch up. I think that, you know, we should really realize the summit of in Bali, President Xi and President Biden reached a common understanding. And the working team should really implement that. We have to see that really put into concrete actions and deeds. You know, we not only need words, but we need a deed. So I think, importantly, you know, we have so many little windows left. We need to really work hard to improve the relation. I think that's really important.
Thank you. That was Dr. Wang Huiyao. He is president of the Center for China and Globalization, a think tank based in Beijing. Coming up, we'll take a look at the Honduran president's upcoming visit to Beijing. You're listening to World Today. Stay with us.
Humanity has declared a war against plastic waste, introducing various bans on single-use plastic products. But so far, the